Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Oh, man. I'm going to make you feel good because I'm going to give you one of those stories where you realize celebrities are just dumb people like the rest of us, as if they got a little more money or whatever. Living a nice house in Cali. Justin Bieber. By the way, it's Hot 96.9, number one for throwbacks and the best new hip-hop and R&B. Get Up Crew, Romero, Pebbles, Melissa, Leroy is here. We have your chance to win up to $10,000 coming up at 8 o'clock, all right? Now. Justin Bieber was one of those morons. And we all know morons like this. We do. You see, you have everybody, you all have a friend like this who, like, you see it. You're not even with them every day, but you see the nonsense going on in their relationship. And you're like, these two morons, like, the world can see that they're not meant to be together. Mm. Sometimes it's just so obvious, but they don't see it. And they're, like, having problems after problems after problems after problems. And then one day, your friend comes to you to talk about their relationship. And you're like, finally. They're going to talk about how they're going to break up with them. And I can say, I saw it all along. You're an idiot. Let's go get drunk, or let's go, depending on, let's have ice cream if that's your thing, or let's go find someone else for you to have sex, whatever your thing may be to get over a relationship. But no, instead they come to you and they say, oh my God, guess what? We're getting married. And then you have to pretend.
Congratulations. Oh my God.
That was Justin Bieber when he got married. Here's the funny thing though. He's still married. But he was talking about, he did an interview talking about his marriage, and he said that he had a little bit of an emotional breakdown because he thought that getting married was going to fix all of his problems. And it didn't. Has he not paid attention?
All your problems.
Has he not paid attention? That's what everybody does, though. That's what a lot of people do. They're like, oh, God. I can't stand the sight of you. You cheat on me all the time. We don't get along with normal everyday things. You know what's going to fix it? Let's commit to each other.
Didn't I just say yesterday, marriage will not save you? Still applies today.
Let's shackle ourselves to each other so we're forced to stay together and that'll fix it. No, it's not. It's not Big Brother. We're not going to put you in a house and be like, well, eventually you're going to have to get along. No. And then they take it one step further and go, you know, okay, the marriage isn't working. You know what? We're not stuck to each other enough. Why don't we bring another life into this world and help raise it? Because when we can't get along with each other, a child will make it better. Who was the first idiot that did that?
Couldn't tell you.
Well, I have a quick... All right. Well, I guess I was going to say... Since I've been the only one that's never been married in this room.
Yes.
I've been married before?
You might have to remind Pebbles that she was married.
I'm sorry, Pebbles. No, but what can't... You're saying... Okay. So it's not going to necessarily make things better if there's problems in the relationship.
Right.
Okay. So...
It's not going to fix the problems.
Okay. Go ahead, Pebbles.
No, I just had a question because... Was he specifically talking about the relationship, or was he saying, like, just his problems in general, like his problems in life?
I think he meant his problems in general.
So he thought, like, you know, this will make my life better, easier, my problems might go away.
Okay, so why is that not the case?
Why is it not the case?
I'm thinking, I've never been married before, so...
You're asking if you're having issues with stuff.
Yep.
Why getting married won't fix that?
Why is it that someone who I think is my soulmate and who will complete me, I know that sounds stupid and cliche.
Yep.
Why is it that bringing that person into my world, is that not going to make me a better person?
That's a great question, because you're still you. and they're not go. You're not absorbing them like a life force, and they're gonna go into your body and control your actions and your thoughts and things of that nature. You're still doing that. They're dealing with their own stuff in their own head.
And
if anything, you're going to make them worse.
I am not defending Justin Bieber here. I'm just asking questions because don't they always say, like, your person can compliment you and make you better?
Yes. Compliment you.
Okay.
But it's not like when, okay, like you're talking about like when people say, oh, filling in the holes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
The holes, you're looking at as the holes in the pie being your negative qualities, and they're going to go in there and fix that. It's not really that. It's more of a meshing of almost like Play-Doh. Like, you know, it meshes just imperfect together, whereas you're picturing like trying to stick a, what do they call it, a square peg into a round hole, that type of thing. Does that make sense? I'm trying to visualize it for you.
And it's like, everyone has, I mean, how many holes you got? How many holes they got?
Right.
I don't know. I just feel like trying to get something like that, something outside of you to fix your life is, that's putting way too much pressure on marriage. Mm-hmm. Like, you shouldn't put that much pressure on marriage.
Yeah.
And another person, they can help you, but to fix everything, that's not what marriage is meant for. To like be the person, like the magician that waves a magic wand over your.
That's what therapy's for.
Yeah, I feel like that's the not the. You, and listen, again, never been married, not the marriage expert here, but that should not be the reason that you marry someone. Is because you feel like they can save you
or fix you. No, I know what you're saying.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm just asking questions. Yes, Leroy.
You know, here's a way that you can think about it. I think a lot of people can relate. Instead of saying, fix me, I think a lot of people, put it like this. A person you're with is not responsible for your happiness. And I think a lot of people do look at marriage as, I'll be happier once we're together or with each other. We're official.
That's crazy.
And they're not responsible for
your happiness. Think about the pressure you're putting on someone else to make you happy.
I know.
Like you get up and you're a miserable piece of crap, but because of what, that is the unhealthy. Okay. Here's another analogy. You're with someone, right? You jump off a building. There's somebody down at, you know, you jump off of our building right here. You and I are married, Melissa. I'm at the bottom of that building.
I would jump off the building. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I go
to catch you jumping off that building. Or you go to catch me jumping off that building. You know what that's going to do? It's going to kill us both. Because it's
true.
It's not going to be like a perfect little basket catch.
Yeah. I get what you mean.
Like catching a punt. It's going to be two people going down.
Can I say this?
Yes, Lyra.
If anything, marriage... enhances whatever issues you have.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It's either like good or bad, good and bad.
Yeah.
But if you got some issues,
it's an amplifier.
Yes, it is.
But see, what person? This is where I'm going to intercept here. What person doesn't have issues?
Issues, but you still have to. You have to fix your issues on your own.
No, I get that. And you have to be happy with yourself before you can be happy with somebody else. I understand all the cliches. Trust me. Mm-hmm. But it's like, okay, go ahead.
Let me give you another example.
Yes,
I'm trying to bring it a little more basic. Let's say you have an issue like
All right, everyone knows I don't cook, and I'd never tell my mother
Hold on a second. So you can't cook, right? You get married to a world-renowned chef.
Yes.
And he wants you to teach you how to cook.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that you're going to learn how to cook if you don't want to learn how to cook. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't automatically make you a better cook. If you want to learn how to cook, then you can learn how to cook without a world-renowned chef teaching you.
Okay.
You can just go on YouTube and learn how to cook. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not going to make you. Like, you say this a lot. You're like, I don't really cook. I like ordering out.
And, I do. I love it.
And we say, well, what if you find a guy who, like, wants someone to cook? And you're like, I'll start cooking then. No, you won't. That doesn't mean that you're going to start cooking. You think you will, but you're going to be like, this sucks. I don't like cooking for this guy. I'm used to ordering out.
But you know what, Melissa? You brought up the cliche thing because cliches are cliches, and a lot of them are true. Like the whole you have to be happy with yourself first and, you know, all of that fix yourself first. And the problem is everyone just thinks that, you know, do I love myself? But a lot of times you don't.
Mm-hmm. I think most people don't.
Mm-hmm. And I think people need to be more honest with themselves about that.
I think people can say that they love themselves and all this stuff, but I think a lot of people, maybe not loving themselves is the words, but like most people have fixing to do, and most people
everybody has fixing to
have
do.
Issues and insecurities everybody like everybody
does.
Else.
Not most. Everybody does. Everybody.
Years ago, the very, very first time I went into therapy, I was being, I had been being diagnosed with depression. Shout out to Mental Health Awareness Month, which is May.
Hey.
I didn't know that.
Yes,
get it,
Pebbles,
get it.
No, I remember the first thing she said to me was, by the end of our time together, I need you to fall in love with yourself. And at the time, I was just like, I almost like laughed, like, really? Like, I don't think that's going to happen. Like, it just sounded so weird to me.
It does sound strange.
It
you
does.
Saying that out loud, it sounds.
But then I it was understand. Like, and I then you just have to work through things. But I think the cliche is true. Like, you do have to love yourself, but I don't think everyone does.
Listen to Pebbles, because as much money as you spend at the casino, she spends on therapy. Trust me.
Yo.
Pebbles has put
that's
so many kids through college without even knowing it.
Let me tell you.
She's fixing teeth. She's
her
buying rims for cars.
I'm employed for life.
Yeah. Her therapist's like, cancel everybody. I'm good.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.